I want to talk about Rafael Devers, too, a little bit, because Rafael Devers and the Boston Red Sox right now, who lost yesterday to the Baltimore Orioles, and the Boston Red Sox, who everybody had as their, you know, trendy pick to get to the World Series. And obviously, we're five games in for the Boston Red Sox, so they certainly have not taken themselves out of that conversation. But they are 1-4 and off to a miserable start. And particularly Rafael Devers, who is having a historically bad start to his career. He's still yet to get a hit. I believe he has, 16 strikeouts? I believe it's either 15 or 16 strikeouts to start his season. He looks heavy, like he's put on a little bit of weight. And right now, I just have to sit back and laugh because I remember a lot of, you know, this Alex Cora love and obsession. Like, he's the greatest manager in baseball. And I have a particular caller, I'm hoping he calls me today, who always talks about how much Alex Cora outmanages this and outmanages that. And last year, when Gleyber Torres wouldn't move positions, the Yankee manager, Aaron Boone, did not force it. He said, okay, Jazz, you can go to third. We'll figure it out. Both players played extremely well. Jazz had an incredible second half after the trade, and Gleyber became their second or third best postseason hitter. And everybody, and then Alex Cora talked all tough about Rafael Devers. Nope, not moving. I know he was made promises before. That was a different regime, was it? Because you were there. You were in the room when he was getting made promises. I know the GM's different, but the manager was sitting right there with him. And everybody was like, oh, that's what we need. A manager who tells the players what's what. Rafael Devers, too bad. We signed Alex Bregman. He's playing third. And you're DH. Deal with it. Well, it's working very well for Rafael Devers because it's to the point where people are speculating he's pulling a James Harden where he's trying to work his way out of Boston. He's so unhappy. Because if you watch the at-bats, he looks completely lost. Lost. So, yes, they signed Garrett Crochet to a big-time contract today, if you haven't heard that. They signed him to a 6-year, $170 million contract extension. The new ace of the staff, who they traded for in the offseason. He can have an opt-out after the 2030 season. I think he would be 31 at that point. It's the longest contract given to a player with only 4-plus years of experience or service time rather than experience. 4-plus years of service time, the largest contract ever. Prior, it was 137.5 when the Mets gave it to Jacob DeGrom. But obviously that young ace for them has now signed long-term. They were one of the trendy picks to really compete for a championship and beat the Yankees and be that team in the division that really gives them a threat, and they're off to a slow start. And their superstar, who they gave an enormous contract to, while they were trading Mookie Betts and getting rid of Xander Bogaerts, they decided to keep Rafael Devers, promised him third base, and then this year took it away from him. And it feels like that move, despite how much everybody loved it and was giving credit to the manager who took no guff from his players, not like that Aaron Boone who sits around, you know, throwing parties and giving them milk and cookies and reading them bedtime stories and letting them do whatever. That's Alex Cora is a tough guy, and he told Devers what's what, and guess what? Devers said, I'll DH. I'll do whatever's best for the team. That's how you handle a baseball player. Well, right now he can't get a damn hit. He looks completely lost, and there's people speculating he's doing it on purpose to get the hell out of there. So, even though it's five games in and we don't like to overreact, it's always fun to look at the Red Sox dysfunction, and especially when it's Alex Cora, you know, one of the great managers in baseball history. Never mind the fact that he was pretty much the mastermind of the biggest cheating scandal since the Black Sox, and, you know, the next year with the Boston Red Sox, before the scandal was, you know, figured out, somehow he got Steve Pierce to be Babe Ruth throughout the playoffs. Not much since then, though, has there been? 888-808-1019. That's just my Yankee fandom bleeding through. Sometimes it happens at 4:30 in the morning.